This is a CKTZ News Update. The Harbor Authority of Cortez Island operates five government docks. Keeping up with garbage removal has been challenging, and this spring, Billy Fleming took over the service at the Gorge Harbor Government Dock. She provided notice as to the days and hours she would be on hand at the site, along with rates and what was acceptable.
It's been a really big eye-opener. I'm a pretty sensitive, empathetic person, and it's actually made me become quite nihilistic, to be honest, because the amount of things that are completely fine that people are throwing away is pretty shocking. And just the total disregard for other people around and people throwing like human feces into the garbage. And this is, yeah, it's been a whole big thing, which I've talked about a couple times with on the radio so far, but definitely eye-opening, a lot of alcohol.
Fleming says she won't be continuing the service after this summer.
There are, I think, about six people that use it regularly that come and they all sort their garbage really well, which means that they get a really good price on it. And I was thinking that there would be a lot more people using it, but I think I'm running into the same problem that the Harbor Authority had with the bins already there, because before it was an honor system. And so you would drop off money in theory and put your bags into the garbage bin. But so few people were actually doing that. They were just putting it in the bin without paying for it. And so now having a manned service where you have to pay because you're talking to a person who needs the payment immediately, I don't have a lot of people coming to use it because I don't think that a lot of the people want to pay. So if they didn't want to pay then, they're not going to want to pay now.
So really it's an economic thing. And is that discouraging? I mean,
it's totally discouraging. This whole process this year, like this year was a trial test period to see if there was another way to do it, because the Harbor Authority decided to take the bins away, which is a great thing, because one thing I've learned now, if you have any resembling garbage or recycling, even one can somewhere, it incites people to dump more because it sets a precedent and then they just continue to do it. And that's what was happening at the Gorge Government Dock, was the bin got used a lot and then a mattress got put there and then furniture, and then it became this overflowing gargantuan mess that I wasn't equipped to deal with, and nobody was paying for the service either. And so now with my service there, where I'm actually there 2 days of the week and I have two really large signs that say no dumping and when my hours are, what my prices are, and every time I show up there, there's still stuff there. So it's just even the fact that there is a garbage service there, even though it says not to dump, people still do.
So what have you concluded after trying to operate the service? And I know we're getting towards the end of summer.
What I've concluded is that it is not worth it for me to continue doing financially. Most days I barely make enough money to pay for the fuel it takes to get there, let alone the fuel it takes to go to the dump after. And I really appreciate the people that have been using it. I have one person who uses it and they sort the recycling so perfectly and have so minimal garbage. I've just stopped charging them because it was less than a dollar every time they came. I'm like, I don't know, maybe give me $10 at the end of the season, which is great. Having incentives for people to do the right thing is why I thought it would be a really good idea. And compost is free. Refundable recycling is free. The more you do, the less you pay. And those are the people that are using it, but I'm not making money. So it's not, I can't continue doing it. I'm only continuing doing it this year because I said I was going to, and I've made a commitment to doing it, but I'd rather not, because it's not worth it for me at all.
Fleming says funding is needed to ensure garbage from vessels is dealt with. She believes it's an essential service.
But I don't necessarily think that it's also the Harbor Authority's responsibility either. I think it's the responsibility of everyone. And until there's money coming from somebody to pay for the service that the people using it don't want to pay for, there's no way to really tax, like the residential service, garbage service here is a tax service. So everybody pays the $92 or $97 a year, even if you don't use the service, that goes towards the contract so that you can get your garbage picked up once a week, all year round. And it's a good chunk of money. It's a good gig, but nobody is taxed that lives on boats or who travels here on boats or who has the, I don't even know if the water access only properties are taxed or not, but there needs to be something put into place for somebody to do a service for them to get paid. And the Harbor Authority, even though it does have some funding, it's not, I don't think that it's appropriate for them to just be paying for other people's waste when they're not willing to do it themselves.
Oh, just so many things. It all comes down to money and how to pay for what's really an essential service.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd like to bring it to the regional district in the Comox Valley Regional District because they're the ones that kind of operate the transfer station that Brian has the contract under. But it's also, there's not a lot of reliability there. Like, I don't think the SRD is going to jump on board to another thing here. There doesn't seem to be a lot of things happening, but I know that there will be a new regional director coming soon, and this isn't a poke at anybody, but it's, if there are things that need to be done on this island, I think essential services like garbage should be the one of the first things looked at, not necessarily bike paths and things that are extracurricular.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.